attorney, I guess, to do so.
Okay.
So who, Chris, do we have the report?
Yes. Good evening, Honorable Mayor, Council. This will be just a brief verbal report this evening. So under laws relating to elections in California, the City Council must call an order on a general municipal election. In this case, for the following terms expiring this year, one member of the City Council from District 1 to a partial term of 2 years, one member of the City Council from District 3 for a full term of 4 years, and one member of the City Council from District 4 for a full term of 4 years, as well as the City Treasurer, which is an elected position, for a full term of 4 years. Additionally, as directed by the City Council on May 21st, 2024, staff has brought back the necessary documents this evening to also place a half-cent general sales tax continuation measure on the ballot for November 5th, 2024. This would effectively, if placed on the ballot and passed by voters by 50 plus 1%, extend what is known now as Measure E12 until it is ended by voters. So the sunset clause would be removed as previously directed and discussed. So there's a suite of different actions that are required to be taken by separate roll call vote. Those would be under the options, item 2, resolutions A through F. I would like to note that the staff report indicates under the ballot measure discussion that the question contained a typo. However, the resolutions that are included in the packet do not, and those are the ones that are relevant for purposes of approval and placement of the measure on the ballot. The typo had to do with one number in the ballot language being incorrect, but again, the resolutions have that correct number. So that, with that, we're happy to answer any questions, and that concludes the presentation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Questions of staff first, Council. Chris Bowers.
So I'm not sure if we want to do these A, B, C, D, or if we want to go collectively. I have a question on D.
D dog, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So, paraphrasing this, this will continue in effect until repealed by voters. The last time we discussed this, I asked where this was to describe how the voters would repeal this. I was told that would be forthcoming. I notice on Exhibit A, page 8, 3.10.130, duration of tax. The tax imposed by this chapter shall continue until this ordinance is repealed by El Paso de Robles voters in a subsequent election. So given the previous immediate history, and again, not to be difficult here, but how much angst and trouble the parking, paid parking, caused, if voters wanted to repeal this half-cent sales tax, I'd like better language on how they would bring forth a subsequent election.
Are you asking then to have it spelled out in the...
That's what I asked for last time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's not a very good explanation here.
So the ordinance is being adopted in theory by the voters, assuming that you place it on the ballot and it's approved. If you want to undo it, then they would follow the same process to do a ballot initiative and either come to the council and ask you to repeal the ordinance. And if you chose not to, then they would have to go through the initiative process. I would be cautious about putting something more specific in here, as this is going to be in place for a very long time, potentially, and I have no way of knowing what the state...
Or a very short time.
Right, but potentially a very long time, and I have no way of knowing what the state legislature may do. So I suppose we could change it to say something along the lines of, you know, repealed by whatever means the law allows at the time.
That's what I was going to mention. Government code dictates how things have to be repealed, right?
Yeah, it's not something that we would control.
So
we
could code that in very simple language. You know, we could write down initiative referendum brought forth to the city council. Those are the three that come to mind.
Again, I don't...
Or, let me finish. Or whatever is a legal means approved by state legislature or code at that time. That's a real simple add-on sentence at the very end of that.
You're certainly welcome to propose that to your colleagues. I wouldn't recommend it. I think the more general statement is better legislative drafting for purposes of this, as we don't know what the law may be, and we don't know, you know, what the process might be in the future. So I just leaving it that it can be repealed by the residents, by the citizens.
I guess I'm concerned that, you know, we had adopted the parking on a trial basis, and we kept extending that trial over and year over year until I got out for 4 years. And so how do we do this in a more efficient manner?
Those are separate processes. I mean, one was a city ordinance. This is an ordinance that would be adopted by the voters. So again, they'd be limited by what the government code allows. And I can't speak to what that may be 5 years from now, a year from now.
But we could draft language to incorporate that that uncertainty.
Again, if it's the council's desire, we can add language to something to that effect. This is sort of standard drafting for this type of situation where it could be repealed by the voters next year or in 50 years. So we just leave it general that says it can be repealed by the voters. But if you want something more specific, that's up to you and your colleagues.
We'll come back to that. Nice segue, general. So these monies are going to accrue to the general fund. Is there any way to adopt them so that they are specifically adopted to be spent only on roads?
Whoops, I apologize. What you have discussed to date is a general tax, and that is what's been presented to you. So a general tax goes to the general fund. You have identified a variety of things that it could be used to fund in the future. But again, it is a general tax, and it will go to the general fund.
So it would not necessarily have to be spent on roads.
No.
It could be spent on anything the council desires.
Again, it is a general tax, so it would go to the general fund.
Okay. I'll come back. I'll ask this question in a minute. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
So, well, I have a comment, not a question. So,
question, Pro Tem Gregory.
Yes, me too.
Okay. No more questions from the council. Then we'll open up to public. Dale, you're there first.
Dale Augustine, 630 13th Street. In the past, we've always had sunset clauses on any of the taxes being passed like this. And I think you just killed this one getting it passed with no sunset clause. I think the voters are going to resoundingly reject it.
What's the question?
Oh, that was just a statement. That's fine. Thank you. Michael?
Michael Rivera, I appreciate Councilmember Bausch's points. A lot of costs going up. I've said this before. We have, you know, people that are, we just went through the homelessness situation. Every single dime that people have at this stage, they need for their own needs. If we're going to pass this or have this as a ballot measure, if you need to sell this to the community, you need to sell it to them with the idea that they're going to get something out of it and they're going to see it, and that's roads. This should be specifically directed towards roads, and the community ought to be sold on that if you're going to get this forward. Now, I don't know if you want to separate some of the resources to maybe one other direction. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I think roads should be the primary goal for this community. I drive these roads a lot, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're horrible. And we need to kick up the repairs of these roads in a major way. We need to really show the public that you're committed to doing what is right for Roblands, and that's to fix their roads. When I've been saying this for a few years now, a number of years now. When they walk out their door, how do they know that their city is actually performing for them? And their interests and their needs are at the top of their agenda. They walk out their door, they look at their roads, and they go, hey, my roads are well-maintained. That's a good thing. And if you ever come back to your community and ask them for any additional money, they're going to think about that. What have they done to make this work? And I'm going to say one other thing. I've said this a number of times. We need to look internally at how this city spends money, what our burn rate is, what sort of waste we have. Because I think taking an across the board 5% reduction total and redirecting that to specific projects would be something that I think would show the public that you're serious about this city living within its means, like everybody else does. There is no magic money tree. Thank you.
Mr. Carr, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Jeff Carr, Paso Robles. I have a lot of problems with this ballot as it's written right now. I mean, it was supposed to be just for roads, and it does seem to be a little bit watered down with some other things in there, synchronizing signals and some of the pedestrian and improvements and such, which are all needed, I'm sure, but I wanted to make sure, I would have preferred to see focus simply on roads. I'm very concerned about this, you know, this lifetime without a sunset. I might have been able to do, you know, go with something like that, but I kind of expected you'd have a full plan. You talk about having no sunset so you can get a loan, but it's all just been kind of hand waved. I wanted to see a full start from stop plan of what you were going to do to get those roads up to a PCI of 60 or 55 or whatever it was. And if it was going to take 25 years, I wanted to see the whole thing. Because right now it's just open ended. All we're doing is, you know, putting out that same half cent that we've had for 12 years, and it doesn't end. It just muddles along. There's no saying what's going to happen in the future. So I couldn't, you know, he talks about selling this plan. You haven't sold it to me, and I couldn't advocate this to anybody the way it's set up right now. Not without seeing a full, again, comprehensive plan and what you're going to do. Other than that, you need to put a sunset on it then, because I wouldn't even touch it right now without it and without a plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Brown.
Good evening, Mayor Hammond and members of the council. My name is Charles Brown. I live at 2131 Oak Street in Paso Robles. I'm a fire captain with the Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services, and I'm here this evening to speak on behalf of the Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Local 4148 and the Paso Robles Police Officers Association in support of placing tax measure E12 on November's ballot. As most Paso Robles residents are aware, E12 is a half-cent tax measure approved by voters in 2012 that generates nearly $7 million a year for much needed road repairs. Over the last 12 years, E12 has funded 27 road repair projects with another 15 road repair projects currently underway throughout the city. Unfortunately, many of our roads still require maintenance and repair. And unless this tax measure is renewed, the impact on our community is going to be far greater than simply driving on battered roadways. Your city emergency responders view the continuation of this measure as not simply a means of obtaining the funding for road maintenance and repairs. We see it as a public safety priority as well. If E12 is not passed, road maintenance will continue, albeit at a slower pace, but road funding must still come from somewhere in the city's limited general fund. The most likely place to obtain that road repair funding is going to be from J20 funds, which voters approved in 2020 to support police and fire departments and to supplement the fiscal shortfalls from E12. Currently, J20 generates approximately $12 million every year, and that money is essential for our public safety as it currently funds 15 firefighters and 27 police officers and support staff, and it's supporting the capital costs necessary to develop the public safety infrastructure required for our growing community, the safety needs for our community. If E-12 is not renewed, J-20 will then be the primary funding source for ongoing road repairs. This means reductions are going to be made in police and fire department personnel, and any capital improvement projects that support public safety are going to cease as funding dries up. The safety implications for our residents are just too dire. On the other hand, the good news is that because E-12 is not a new tax, voters are not going to see a tax increase. Additionally, because tourists pay sales tax while they're visiting our city, their spending is naturally going to offset the spending from our community members. So by maintaining the status quo and voting in favor of E-12, our residents will ensure they have the funding necessary to fix our roads and streets without also compromising public safety. Again, your emergency responders view the passage of E-12 as a public safety imperative, and we will all be voting in favor of it in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Francisco, welcome.
Francisco Ramirez. I strongly disagree with Councilman Bausch, and I strongly agree with the fire captain. The description that he's given, because it's important for our EMS and the safety of our community members. And what he's proposing is not what's being presented to you upon today, making changes today, but I do agree that we need to continue with this for our own community's public safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
I do have a caller online.
Okay.
Jan Albin.
Jan, can you hear us?
Hi, good evening, Council, again. I really wanted to speak on this tonight because I am completely and absolutely in favor of redoing E-12. As a matter of fact, I was in favor of doing it at 1 cent as opposed to half a cent, but there you are. The thing that I want you to remember is that when you put through J20, it was a general tax. It wasn't a specific tax. However, there were codicils put in there that money was to go for absolutely nothing other than police, fire, and roads. And that's what they have held to. We have an oversight committee that sees the money and the spending. And I'm asking, can that not, if this is a general fund, if this is going to go into the general fund, I want it to be, the wording to be specific so that this can't get sucked up into the general fund to get frittered away on every little thing that the city desires, because that's not going to pass. I promise you that the people are not going to want to pass that unless it's laid out exactly like J-12 was. And for this, I would put stopgaps in there and word it so that the city cannot do anything with this money other than assign it to roads. And my personal opinion is we need a sunset clause on this, because if it doesn't, you're at some point or another, you're going to ask the general public to go back and do an ordinance to get this measure stopped. You know, the chances of that are slim and none. So I would like to see a sunset clause, and I would like to see it worded specifically so that it goes to roads, and we're assured of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else online?
I have David Nelson.
Okay. David, can you hear us?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right, Dave Nelson. So I was just hearing what Michael had to say, and I think I've said this last time. This is being presented as just removing the sunset clause, but it's not. It's converting E12, which was for roads only, to a general fund half-cent tax, and it's really a permanent tax. It's not removing the sunset clause. It's a permanent tax for which we intend to borrow money against, which will take 20 to 30 years to pay back using this half-cent tax. So we won't be able to repeal it because we'll owe a lot of money towards it. And I think it should be honestly presented to the people that way. It's not just removing the sunset clause. I think the last thing on this thing asks for the city attorney to prepare impartial analysis for the ballot measure. And I would insist that impartial includes those issues. What are the pros and cons? So that people can make their own decision. At the last city council meeting, we saw marketing people presenting with the best wording to get people to approve this. And I'd like to see a neutral analysis for people to consider. I think that's all I have. That's okay. My request. All right. Question.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else, Melissa?
No, sir.
Okay. Then we'll bring it back to council. Starting on my left, Sharon Roden.
I think we need to clarify some points. And if I am wrong, please tell me so. The sunset clause, depending on how far it is out, or maybe the existence of it, prevents us from being able to bond to get more bang for our buck. The $6 or $7 million that we're collecting through this tax doesn't move the bar very far. But bonding it will allow us to fix these roads that are more or less around $300 million and to get grants to try to make up that shortfall. We don't specify that it's for roads because if you specify, please correct me if I'm wrong, if you specify what a tax is to be used for, you have to have a two-thirds vote. By not specifying, you get 50% plus one. We have always utilized this for roads because that is, besides our own safety, is the most important thing to our community. That's the reason we didn't want a sunset on it, was to be able to bond it out. Doesn't mean you have to bond it out for the total amount. I know there's concern by Mr. Bausch with the bonding, and he certainly knows more about that than I, but I think we're careful in our city that we try to take those kind of things into consideration. The E12 that we had has always been spent on roads, but we can't specify that that's what it's for unless we want to put it out for a two-thirds vote. And this is necessary for our town, not only to continue to be able to service our police and fire and simple maintenance of roads, but to be able to move the mark on any of the other roads that we are in dire need of fixing. If we don't pass this, you think your roads are bad now? It's going to be a lot worse. No two ways about it. I appreciate Ms. Albin saying that she would have approved the 1 cent tax. I think that was pushing the mark a little bit, or I would have pushed for it as well. But I just want to make sure that we're clear on why we discuss the different options and how they apply. Why we aren't being specific for it being roads, and why we need it, and why we don't particularly want the sunset clause on there. I think anybody who has any relationship with government or with elections would know a process or find out a process to be able to overturn it in the future. I don't think you have to dictate every single thing. I think just applying whatever the government code is at the time is all we need to do, in my opinion.
Pro Tem Gregory.
Yeah, Mayor Hammond, thank you. So I'd like to help people understand the original E12 that we passed. Our city council was very concerned about the roads at the time. And the language in that structure was about roads and repairing the roads. And in addition to that language, so we're repeating the language that was repeated, that was stated in the first E12 ballot measure. The other thing we did as a city council is we wanted to assure the people that we have a supplemental sales tax committee made up of citizens in our community. I sit on that, and I've sat on it since day one. And we spent every single penny on roads, plus the great addition of DITAS's ability for grants. So we are not changing the face of E12. We're asking for a retirement or a removal of the sunset clause to enable us to get bonding funding so that we can repair things faster. The city takes responsibility of that, and it works very well in a lot of locations. And we didn't change the tax. It's the same tax level. And we're also going to continue that supplemental tax committee to continue to watch E12 and the funding for J20. And to date, everything has worked as requested, as mentioned in both E12 and J20. We trust you have to trust the process to make it work. The money is incredibly important to continue the success of us getting to the roads and fixing everything that we need to have fixed. So I wanted to state that so Mr. Nelson understands we did not change any language on this. It's saying the same thing without a sunset clause. Thank you.
Councilman Strong.
Yes, and it's going to sound like we're having a chorus going, because I'm going to say the same, but I've been here since the very beginning of this, since this whole thing started. This language is almost exactly the same as we originally proposed. There's no change. The only change is the elimination of the sunset, and that's because of the disadvantage we had from the way we did it first. And everybody has been correct. Every dime was spent on roads, and that this money, even though the way it's worded, is intended exactly the same way. Now, it does depend upon the integrity of the council, but the citizens committee that overlooks it verifies and has verified every single time that we've been telling the truth from the very beginning. And unless you think all of a sudden we're Jekyll and Hyde and are going to go through a 360 degree, then you should be supporting it. And here's the reason. We have lost grants because we didn't have the matching money. That's why you have to bond. If you bond, then you've got the loan capacity to come up with all of the of your portion of the grant. But it reduces your portion from 100% down to 20%. So your money goes four times as far in fixing the roads. Not only that, every time we have gone out, the prices goes up from the contractors who are going to do the work, because nobody does it for free. And as we go through inflation, the price goes higher and higher and higher. Well, if we do it this way and get the bond money and get the grant money, then we can do it at the lower cost and pay it back with the cheaper money over a period of time. So as the inflation takes place, we're paying that low bill off instead of having to pay a much higher bill if we do it as we go along. So fixing the roads with the money that we only get each year really means we can only do about one-fourth as many of the roads. So if you really want the bang for your buck, and by the way, we say the bang for your buck, we do have the statistics to show that 80% of that sales tax money is paid by the visitors and by the people who live outside of the city limits. Our city limits people only pay about 20% of it. So you're getting a huge bargain in the whole thing. That's why we do it with sales tax. because sales tax is only on non-essential things. And it doesn't include all the automobiles, because automobiles are separately, have separate rules under the state. And they have, that money has to go to the jurisdiction where that car will be registered. So only those cars that are bought by our citizens in our city are going to come here. If they buy their car outside of our city, that sales tax will still come here. Doesn't matter where you buy the car. We're going to get the sales tax in our city. And that's the way the state rules are. So if you understand how the state law works, this is a tremendously better way to do it, because you're going to get many more of your roads fixed much quicker, up to the ability of us to do so without locking you in where you have no roads to use. We can't do all the roads at once, obviously, or nobody would be able to move. That's why people get upset when all of a sudden they got all the detours. Well, that's because they wanted the roads fixed. So you're going to have some detours when you're fixing the roads, but you've got to do them in a sequence. So this is about the best way we can do it to give you everything you want. And we haven't lied to you yet, not regarding this. And I never intend to. And I don't think any of us up here really do. So that's all I have to say.
Councilman Balch.
Thank you. Mr. Cornell, I asked the other day what our debt service would be if this passed. Were you able to come up with a number for us? Ryan's looking that up. The purpose of removing the sunset clause is to be able to bond so we can borrow approximately $50 to $60 million. No, we don't have to borrow that all at once. We can do it in tranches, and that's wise. But if we borrow the money, we can then do, you know, $50 million worth of work. Presently, we have money to do 2 years worth of work. We could just, if this failed to pass, we could do 2 years worth of projects. We can borrow the money, and we can encumber X amount of the sales tax generated to debt service. Or we cannot incur debt service and use that money for roads. Ryan?
Thank you for the time on this. So this information is in the city's annual comprehensive annual financial report, and that's the report I was pulling up from there. So the city's total maximum legal debt allowable is $228.6 million. Amount applicable to that debt is currently at 10.2. So we have over $200 million worth of applicable debt to be able to pull down from.
So how much, just rough numbers, because we really don't know what inflation and what the interest rates are going to be. How much could we bond if we passed E12 extension, has an E12 extension?
Right now we're estimating it to be right around $60 million, and that would equate to about a $4.1 million annual debt service payment a year.
Okay, so if we'll generate, you know, I've heard two numbers, 5.5, I think Captain said $7 million a year generated. Somewhere in there and that number with inflation will continue to increase as well. But if we decide to put the sunset clause on there, we bond the money, we can do some work. Can we do a lot of work? We're kind of limited as to how much work can be done in any given period of time. You take 1 year, for example. You look at the amount of shuffleboard that has to be played just to work on Creston Road. Look how much time needed to be done to do 17th Street. The city can only absorb so much work and detours at one time. I don't know, I'm not an engineer, but I don't know how much that equates to work versus dollars to pay for that. If you saved 2 years worth of sales tax, that's somewhere between $11 and $14 million. If we generate a half cent, how much work will that do? If we save up for 3 years, will that be $20 million? If that's all the work we can get done in 1 year, we've saved $12 million in debt service, if Ryan's numbers are right, at $4 million a year in debt service. What can we do with that $12 million? A lot. We could do more roads. We can do road maintenance that we're presently not funding today. We need, once we get these roads fixed, we have to turn right back around. It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You got to start all over again. We need to start that process today, because the roads that were repaired in 2013, 2014 need to be serviced again. We need to save that $4 million, I think, not spend it on debt service. If I can't prevail and convince my fellow council members that debt service is not... not the way to go, then I think we should at least consider doing a specific bond measure so it's dedicated to roads. I believe by doing it, risking a two-thirds vote, if the citizens of Paso Robles and all the fire and safety personnel out there, and I agree with you guys, we need to fix our roads. We need to keep a half cent sales tax. I'm not saying we don't. I just want to be very prudent on how we pay for it. We should go to a bond measure that is dedicated, and if it means risking a two-thirds vote, then let the people vote. Let the people speak. If it doesn't pass in 2024, we can come back and take another bite at the apple down the road. We have 2 years worth of work that we can pay for now, but I think we need to listen to the people. I think we need to save that $4 million a year debt service. I think we can have a higher and better use for it than paying it to a bank someplace.
I'd like a rebuttal.
Yeah, hang on.
So I do believe that there is more than one way to get to this project. I do. I honestly believe there's a way to do it and make everybody happy. We need to pass a sales tax continuation. I think a half cent sales tax continuation is smart. I would like to put a sunset clause on, because I don't think voters are going to approve without a sunset clause, because it doesn't go to roads. It goes to the general fund. The Oversight Sales Tax Committee that presently ensures that this money is being spent on roads would now be ensuring that the money is spent on general fund projects. I don't know if that's a good way to do the extension for E12.
Good.
Then.
And Councilman Strong. And that isn't quite true, because their responsibility is to guarantee that it was spent on roads. That's why they're there. Not to see that it's spent.
The new one is for general fund, right?
So was the old one. You weren't here for that. The old one was.
Hang on.
You're a resident, but you. The old one was worded almost exactly like this. But as far as that debt service, only if we used all of that money at once would we be paying that debt service. Otherwise, you take the money, and we always take money we aren't using, and we put it in some kind of a certificate that will yield interest, which reduces the amount that we're actually paying in debt service, because that interest offsets some of the other. So we don't lose that whole $4 million that you're talking about. We only use a small portion of it, depending on how much we have used of the total loan. So there's a lot of ways that our finance department can handle this that makes it a whole lot less palatable than what you're representing right now, I'm afraid.
Okay. All right. I will chime in a little bit too here. I do take exception with anybody who says after 12 years of history that we didn't use every penny in our roads is ridiculous, and that we wouldn't do that again, you know, if with this, those voted for the voters to move forward. What I like about this sunset is that it does give us the city opportunity to bond against it and contract for today's dollars, not 4 years out, not 8 years out, whenever you do have the money in the bank again. I mean, right now, the west side especially, I've been holding off ever since we did this. We've seen a lot of the money go to the east side on streets that were, you know, PCI able to be improved. West side, if anybody's driven the west side, we are absolutely upside down. And without this, I don't see how the city's going to even survive. We would definitely, like Charlie Brown said, that we're going to see a lot of problems with maintaining our emergency services where people are screaming at us for our roads. You can't even get the fire engine down the street because of the roads. So, you know, it's important, I think, safety-wise, and also I think hopefully the common sense person out there is going to understand that we as a city in that state of California have to survive for ourselves, and we've done it. Councilman Strong mentioned that a lot of the percentage of that TOT dollar is paid by visitors, which is super important for every homeowner and business and people who live within our city limits. But even still, this is, I think, an opportunity to renew something. It's not new tax. It's not an increase in tax. It's an opportunity to expand the opportunity that we had before. So, again, it's going to be up to the voters. But once we pass this, our council cannot advocate for it. It's going to be up to the public to understand really what this is about. As far as the, you know, renewal or the repeal part of it, government code tells us exactly what has to happen. We just saw it with the parking. You know, what if they decide to repeal it? There are procedures and ways to do that. But again, given the fact that we put this tax oversight committee in and it's reported out for 11 years where every penny went that came in through this system, we have a great track record. I think the public understands it. Even, you know, we did some testing and people even think that we might even would have gone with a 1 cent. But that to me is additional tax. I'd like to rather keep government within its means and live within our money, not expand. So, again, the fact that we have this opportunity, again, it's going to be up to the public to educate themselves. And I think, again, it's, to me, the way it's written is perfect. I don't think we have to move forward. So
I have a question. For the record, E12 is the general sales tax. It was on the ballot that way. But it was defined to focus on roads. But I have another question. So, and I don't know if you know the answer to this question, Elizabeth, but if we are able to get this passed without the sunset clause, could we bond and state in the bond that the funding is just to repair the roads? That's a bonding question, because I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, Ryan could probably get that done.
Yeah, the problem you're going to kind of run into that is you're really limited on the term of the bonds. I mean, as long as the sales tax. And so if we're already 2 years in and we finally got bond documents in front of you, we can only take a bond out for 10 years because that's how much revenue we have left on the sales tax measure if we're doing a 12-year sunset, for example. And so when you have shorter terms, you're
so
if we were to bond, could we just limit the use of the funds through the bond documents roads?
Assuming the sunset clause is gone.
Yes, I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. And actually, I think that's more of a legal question. I'm not sure if we could restrict the proceeds of the bond use.
So I believe that you can. It would depend on the type of bond that you issue.
I think we can too.
And we would have to, you know, it would be included within your bond indenture. So as you may recall back, like when we had redevelopment and people would bond against their redevelopment dollars, they would use, they would clarify in those bond documents what those funds would go towards, particular types of projects or the implementation of certain plans. So generally in your bond indenture, you identify a series of things. Now you could just put roads in, you could put in roads and signalization. You would have to look at that at the time based upon the city's needs.
Right.
But yes, you have the ability within your bond documents to put some limitations on it. And then just so I can clarify, there was a question about E12. E12 was a general tax. It was not geared towards roads. it was a general tax. The impartial analysis from that time said that the sales tax would be a general tax, meaning that revenues raised from that tax would go into the city's general fund to fund any lawful city programs, improvements, or service. The city would not be required to use the revenues raised by the measure for any special purpose or for any particular program or service. So that was the language directly out of the impartial analysis that was done. The question that was on the ballot did reference roads and other general services.
Right.
So I think that's where the sort of discrepancy, where some people are saying it was only for roads and some people are saying it was a general tax. It was a general tax. It went into the general fund. It could be used for anything. But there was an understanding that roads was the key. Roads and other improvements was the phrase, I believe, that was in the question. There have been changes in law since that measure was passed that would not allow us to use that same language today and have it be a general tax, which is the reason you have the language that's before you tonight.
It's really ironic, the fact that, you know, if it was for a specific thing, that you would think it would only 50% plus one would get us there. But it's the other way around with the state of California. You have to have two-thirds if you're going to spend it for one specific thing. It just doesn't make sense to me, but that's California.
So I have one more question. Elizabeth, maybe you can help me with this. So scenario, just a scenario, if we pass E12 with no sunset clause, we go immediately into the way we were working before, and then we work on bonding after that.
Okay.
So in the scenario that we approve E12 with no sunset clause, what we then do is you have the money start coming in, and then we set into the bonding procedure, which the council has to approve.
Okay.
Yeah, the item before you this evening, Mr. Gregory, in response to your
so I'm what sorry. For the go ahead.
Did you want me to answer? So the item before you is not about bonding. It's about the sales tax measure and the sunset. Any question regarding the bonding, how much we would bond for, and the terms of that bond is a question for future discussion.
Right.
For another day.
Okay. But my question is, the council controls the bonding 100%.
Correct. That'll be a series of public hearings and related actions by this council at some point in the future if you get to that point.
Before.
No. All right. So any further discussion on the item there? Looking for a motion or a direction.
So I'll make a motion, but I have a question for the city attorney. Do we do all of these individually? I guess we should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each one needs to be taken separately with a roll call vote.
All right, so I move that we approve Resolution 24XXX, calling giving notice for a general municipal election to be held Tuesday, November 5th for the election of certain officers.
Second.
Motion by Gregory, second by Strong. Any discussion? Call for the question, Melissa.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. So I move that item B, we approve Resolution 24XXXB, requesting consolidation of the general municipal election for city officers with the statewide general election held on November 5th, 2024.
Second.
Okay, motion by Gregory, second by Strong. Discussion? Call for the question.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
So item C, I move that we approve Resolution 24XXXC pertaining to the regulations for candidate statements submitted to the voters.
Second.
Motion by Gregory, second by Strong. Any discussion? Call for the question, Melissa.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, so before I move on Resolution D, 24XXD, is it written with no sunset clause now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I move that we approve Resolution 24XXXD, placing a ballot measure to extend the half-cent general sales tax measure until ended by the voters by amending Chapter 3.10 of Paso Robles Municipal Code as shown in the ordinance XXXX, Exhibit A.
Second.
I move a second or a substitute motion. Resolution 24XXXD, placing a ballot measure to extend the half-cent general sales tax measure with a sunset clause to be determined by council by amending Chapter 3.10 of the Pass Rules Municipal Code, as shown in Ordinance XXX.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Discussion on Councilman Bausch's.
I don't understand the motion.
Who's the second?
It's the same as yours, but with the sunset clause.
Yeah, with the sunset.
Who's the second?
I'm sorry, so we have a motion and a second on the first motion.
On the first.
We have a motion right now, but no second, I think, unless I missed it, on the second one.
Motion by Gregory, second by Strong.
And we have a substitute motion pending, but if there's no second, then that would fail, and we would go back to the first motion. So okay. The question is there a second to Councilmember Bausch's?
Do we have a second for Councilman Bausch's motion? Okay, it fails.
Hearing none, that fails, so we go back to the original motion.
Okay. So we have any discussion on the first motion? Call for the question, Liz.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
No.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Councilmember, Mayor Hammond?
Mayor Hammond. Aye.
Motion passes 4-1.
4-1.
Thank you. So I move Resolution 24XXXE, requesting consolidation of the general municipal election for a measure with a statewide general election held on November 5th, 2024.
Second.
Motion by Gregory, second by Strong. Any discussion? Call for the question then.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
I move that we approve Resolution 22XXXF, setting deadlines and rules for arguments and rebuttals for transactions and use sales tax, amending Chapter 3.10, measure November 20th, 2024.
Second.
Okay, motion by Gregory, second by Strong. Any discussion? Call for the question.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, that ends our public hearings. And how about if we take a 10-minute break?
Good idea.
You read my mind. Okay, thank you.
Nice block.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will resume in just a short time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
When fans talk about the greatest heavyweights of all time, Floyd Patterson and Ingemar Johansson rarely make the list. They may not have been great champions, but they were great rivals. Patterson was a skilled technician of the sweet science. Johansson relied on raw power.
Patterson gave Johansson a long look at the end of the second round.
When they first met in the ring on June 26, 1959 at Yankee Stadium, Patterson was the champ and the heavy favorite. But Johansson had a surprise in store. Les Kiter called the blow-by-blow.
Johansson knocks the champion Patterson flat on his back with a right hand. Patterson's hurt. He's down flat on his back. He's up on his haunches. The champion Patterson is down at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He barely gets up at 9. Johansson right on top of him. Johansson ducked away from a wild left. Hits Patterson and knocks him down with a right to the chin. Patterson at the bell gets up staggering. And the end. Wait a minute, the fight is over. The fight is over.
Ingemar Johansson had become the first Swedish heavyweight boxing champion, a crown he held for almost exactly 1 year. Then came the rematch against Patterson, this time at the Polo Grounds in New York, June 20th, 1960. Again, Les Kiter was ringside. By round five, Floyd Patterson was landing most of the big ones.
Johansson is the man who doesn't know where he is tonight. All right, Patterson moving in. Patterson dodges a wild right, takes a left to the body. Patterson, with Johansson's right, having no punch whatever. Johansson looks like a man sleepwalking. Patterson comes in with a left to the body. Johansson takes a right. Johansson a left to the body. Patterson up the chin, and Johansson